Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. If the last couple of days are any indication, spring may be finally sticking with us. For some people, that might mean the chance to get out and work in the yard, and others might be relishing the opportunity for spring sports, maybe softball or outdoor volleyball or maybe even golf.
The May issue of Milwaukee Magazine features two covers. The traditional front cover focuses on fitness, but if you flip the magazine upside down and onto its back, you will find another cover and a series of articles devoted to golf. Chris Drosner is executive editor of the magazine, and he is with us to talk about an article in particular and about the special issue in general.
The regular issue that it's paired with is the health issue, and with that falling in May as it did, we thought that that golf would be a fun subset of that. There's a lot of excitement around golf in the Milwaukee area right now, with the Ryder Cup coming up next year at Whistling Straits, and we wanted to kind of do just a celebration of golf and put together, kind of do what we do and focus it on that one topic for a single, kind of truncated issue.
You mentioned Whistling Straits, and that's obviously the course that gets a ton of attention in Wisconsin. There's some others as well, Holy Hill, for example. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk specifically about the courses within the Milwaukee County Park System. And people might have forgotten that there have been some pretty significant golf tournaments in at least one of those courses over the years, and that's Brown Deer Park, which holds a significance for one of the most famous golfers of our generation.
Yeah, we had no idea that right around the time that this issue was coming out that Tiger Woods would become, again, the biggest story in golf. And he made his debut. I mean, the reason this is relevant is because he made his professional debut at Brown Deer, including a round that, a tournament that included a hole-in-one by him. So that's pretty cool. I mean, talk about a unique entry in the entire history of the sport. That's a pretty cool one.
Right. You think about the big names in golf, and Tiger Woods was a big name pretty much from the time he stepped on a course as a professional, and that all goes back to what was then the first hole at Brown Deer where he teed off, and I gather that hole is now number 10.
Yes, that's correct.
And there's a plaque for the place mm-hmm. where he teed
off.
Yeah,
if you're going through on your round at Brown Deer, which, I mean, one of the things I was really excited about with this issue was kind of highlighting this, probably underappreciated locally treasure of the Milwaukee County Golf System, the crown jewel of which is Brown Deer, which obviously has this great history, but is also just a great course. I mean, it held a PGA tour tournament for many, many years in the GMO, too.
Well, and you say underappreciated, and I think going from golf course to golf course, you forget that not every metropolitan area has public courses that are this impressive.
Right, right. I mean, it's one thing to have a course the caliber of Brown Deer, but to have as many as we have and of the different types that we have, there's just so many of them. And you mentioned you kind of just driving around and like, oh, there's another course. That's about access to people who, live anywhere in the city or the county. There's a public golf course that's pretty low cost that they can play right there.
Right. Brown Deer is not the least expensive in the world, but compared to some private courses, it really is pretty mm-hmm. cost effective. But there's a course that has not really been on my radar screen, but perhaps should for anybody who is kind of starting in this sport, and that's the Lake Park course.
Yeah, this one was new to me too. So there's a small course at Lake Park, right in the middle of everything on the east side there. And, that was completed in 1898. So that's pretty old for golf courses.
You got a great picture here of the course in 1914.
Right, right. Yeah. And I think this is one that is perfect for – I mean, when I think about playing golf, it's like, okay, this is going to be most of the day. But this is a very short course. It's just a par three. And so, in and out, just a few bucks, it seems perfect for just, like a couple hours. Not
$9 even. To play this
right,
course.
Exactly.
50 cents a hole.
That's good value.
Yeah. Say a couple of words about the guy that this article describes as the dean of county golf. This is a guy that if you don't know of, you probably should.
Yeah, Archie Dadian. I think it's Dadian. I'm sorry, we didn't pronounce it, but in the print business, we don't have to worry about that. But he was the author Doug Moe describes as the most prolific or the kind of the best golfer to emerge from the county golf system. And he's 85 now. He started playing when he was a teenager. He's won a few state amateurs and turned pro for a little bit, but kind of didn't really stick. But he's been he's like the local legend essentially of this great system. And the story that we wrote has a lot of texture to it. And I really kind of want to meet him. Seems like a great guy to kind of play around with. He still plays at 85. So.
What is the story of how these courses have continued to survive and succeed in an era in which things like park funding are kind of a challenge?
Yeah, I mean that's one of the things that I think is pretty exemplary about this. Is I mean we know that the Milwaukee County Park System has some significant infrastructure and maintenance challenges, and I think one of the reasons the golf operation has been so stable is that it is a revenue producer. It's actually helping support other aspects of the park system. So I've done some work recently in Madison where the opposite is happening, and there's discussion about closing at least one of the courses and selling this major asset or at least converting it to other uses because it's not supporting itself. So, that this is happening, again, with such a large system that has, a lot of infrastructure and maintenance and all that is pretty remarkable.
We talk about easy access to some of these courses. There is one course that this article includes that is the outlier, and it is not a public course. What's the Milwaukee Country Club doing in this article? Compare and contrast?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. That was an interesting one because the Milwaukee Country Club does not like to talk about itself. They were very hesitant to. Apparently, they don't do any advertising, and we had to kind of convince them, well, this isn't advertising. This is just talking about what you do. But it's widely considered one of the, one of the best courses in the state. It's up there in the Golf Digest, top 100 courses in America ranking, that sort of thing. One of the sources refers to it as the greatest course in the state, period, in terms of history and stature.
And I gather the pros speak about just what a challenging place it is to play.
Right. I mean, we can only guess, right, Mitch? But we'll have to take their word for it, yeah.
Indeed. Well, Chris Drosner, thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Mitch.
Chris Drosner is executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine. The article about Milwaukee County's public golf courses is in the May issue, which features a full section on golf.